It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go to hell. To a tongue of Aloha. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Gentlemen, he's gotten lazy as of recent, I'm being honest.
What is he doing?
I don't know, man. He's out here hobnobbing somewhere, most likely.
I went in to get a... I went to my refrigerator to get a prebiotic soda.
Yeah.
Accidentally grabbed a cider boy's head to run it back.
Whoa! Accidentally grabbed one, huh?
Can't look the same.
This Galen is just like, he doesn't stop talking.
I
gotta get back already, dude.
Jeez. What you just missed, Leroy is trying to get drunk by 11 a.m. apparently.
Yeah. Tomorrow or?
No, no, right now.
I brought it back.
He tried to get one of those probiotic sodas, accidentally got one of the ciders.
That a boy.
I brought it back.
Well, you can't waste it.
That's what I'm saying. What's done is done.
No, I didn't open it.
He keeps saying he brought it back, but he keeps doing the Mario Cristobal wink after.
Wink. Let's get to, did you guys do trucks?
We didn't. We were too busy yelling.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
The Dolphins, we'll hear a little bit from Chris Greer here coming on up, but they...
How long did he talk?
Like 20-ish minutes. Much more efficient than Mike McDaniel. I mean...
It's funny because as it goes with roster spots,
mm-hmm.
there's really not a whole bunch of questions. You know, there's not a lot of surprises. I think the only surprise would have been Ezekama, right?
Yeah, I don't even think they asked about him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even think they asked about him. He said that the team, you have this, Marcos, that the team is holding back Odell Beckham on the PUP list against Odell Beckham's wishes. Odell wants to be on the active roster, and they said no. Here's Chris Greer.
When Odell Beckham Jr. signed, did you guys knew or suspected he might not be able to start the year because of procedure. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you say what the injury is?
I appreciate the question, but I don't like to talk about people's medical history publicly.
Are you ready? I mean, where when you signed him, where did you expect him to be ready?
Yeah, we were very hopeful that it would be around week one here. And to be honest with you guys, we put him down. He did not want to go down. He feels, and he is very close. You guys have seen him, glimpses of him running around outside doing stuff. He's very close, but for us, it was the long play. We didn't want him to rush back, feeling that he had to rush back, and then something happened and it sets us back. So this was more Mike and I sitting down, talking with Kyle, the trainers, and then we just felt what's best for him long haul to help us here win games is to put him down for a little bit right now.
Counterpoint.
Hmm?
Did he just not go after somebody on Twitter, or Beasley had to remove a video of him running five steps and collapsing?
Collapsing?
Well, that video was up there. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're supposed to put rehabbing players on, but...
Not for nothing. Look, do what you do, right? The process of healing is the process of healing. It takes how long it takes. I'm 100% with that. But I'm going to just say it's burned in my mind. That doesn't seem like we very close.
it doesn't feel like it. Like, and it does, okay. And obviously, here's the thing.
And to say we made the courageous move by sitting him, I'm like, I seen that video. He was sitting anyway. Right? Like, whoo, you went out on the limb there.
Well, I think the thing, too, is like, yeah, Odell's obviously sensitive about this because he keeps KDing it on Twitter. Like, he's obviously bothered that he's not out there, but, and I think that he knows how that looks. Oh, you're not ready for the season. You're getting called the next coming of Will Fuller. Like, he's obviously bothered by this. So they're trying to do, you know, I think they're trying to fall on the shield here or fall on the sword. If you fall on the shield, nothing happens. I guess you go sleigh riding.
Just bounce off.
Nothing happens. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's been weird. It's been a weird tenure so far.
But that, you know,
even like the day before where Mike McDaniel, he's like, you're on pup, you're on pup, you're on pup, Odell, TBD. I'm like, what?
I just think the team is handling it like they should. As long as everybody in the organization understands what's going on and they don't have a problem with Odell and they feel Odell's doing everything he can to get back, which I think they believe that. Odell can't then turn around and start blasting people on Twitter, because as long as your employer knows what's up, you ain't got to, you know, respond to everybody. That makes it look worse. You know what I'm saying? If he would have said nothing to that person on Twitter, we would have been like, whatevs.
Yeah, for sure. But he's, you know, he's sensitive on Twitter.
Or if Bees wouldn't have put that video on with him running, look like, what's her name from Kill Bill, hit him with that 7-step death thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, he had, maybe it was the end of a workout. Who knows? It was, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe indeed.
I mean, let me tell you something. The coach went out there with a whistle. He had some drill stuff. He has a water bottle in his back pocket. He went, Dream! And that was it.
I don't know.
You see, it doesn't bother. Listen, nothing that Odell's going through bothers me one bit, because we all know, you know, that he was here for the long haul, and everybody understood that, right? So stick to your guns. Don't pull a Tua. Okay, when Tua came in, we thought he was sitting for the first year, and then mysteriously he ends up playing on a busted up hip, looking weak and everything.
I didn't know that he was, well, the one thing, I didn't know that he was going to be, you know, banged up. I mean, I know he's been dealing with injuries because he's older, but I didn't know that. Like, they came out. Where did Leroy's?
I didn't get the feeling that he was hurt.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, he's going to be good to go. And then, no, they're like, nah, he had a procedure. We knew the whole time. Like, you did? I'm like, okay. Maybe that would have steered. Because I feel like if you thought he was going to miss the first four games, that wouldn't have deterred you a little bit from signing him. And I know it's mostly an incentive-laden deal. Like, so well, they're not going to get burned out too much. You know what's crazy?
I mean, like, I get it, and I understand it, and I'm not in any way upset, but it seems like a lot of people knew, yet they still call it a procedure.
Right.
Right? You know, quadruple bypass is a procedure, but it's also surgery. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how they try to soften the blow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Having a procedure like a cleanup is a lot different than having microfracture surgery. You see what I mean? Both are procedures. Both take the time frame is a lot different. So the fact that they're not telling you what actually was done means they're trying to hide people putting a time frame on it. Because once you determine what's done and you go ask people, they'll tell you how long the recovery time is, and then you'll go back and go, there ain't no way in hell he was supposed to be ready by the start of the season with what he had done. So that's why they keep calling it a procedure.
Very strange. Very strange. Speaking of wide receivers, by the way, other headline. Mentioned this earlier, but Bengals coach Zach Taylor, he said that, quote, "I think I probably put my foot in my mouth speaking too quickly." And what he's referring to is he said Ja'Marr Chase was going to be back practicing this week for the Bengals because they have a game coming up, obviously. Season's around the corner.
But he don't have a contract.
And Ja'Marr Chase showed up to practice very late in pajamas yesterday.
Yikes.
So that's the new thing. That, well, he had taken it to another level.
He wasn't in uniform. He showed up like he was going to a sleepover.
Shoulder pads on the pajamas?
Nope.
Okay.
T-shirt. All right. Do-rag. Sweatpants.
Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Don't put none of that equipment on. Because they're trying to do a drill with just that equipment.
So, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase is sitting here. Still no money, buddy. Everybody else in that class has gotten paid. Yeah, Devontae Smith got paid.
Yep.
Waddle got paid.
Yep.
Any other receivers in that class?
CeeDee Lamb in that class? No.
Well, right. Did CeeDee Lamb go the year before him, right?
Yes.
Justin Jefferson?
He got paid. Justin Jefferson got paid.
Was it Justin Jefferson the first one? He got paid. Justin Jefferson, of those guys, he was the first one to get paid.
I don't think he was in that class. Was he?
No, but I'm saying they were all up this year.
Yeah, but he got paid.
Trying to get paid.
No, Waddle, I think, was the first one to get paid. I think Devontae Smith got paid last year.
That's right. Devontae got paid last year, which was smart.
They paid Devontae Smith last year, and then...
Which is weird. Also weird, because is he considered the star? He's not the star.
AJ Brown's considered the star of that team, I think.
Right.
But they went on early on him. They paid everybody. Remember, they were coming off a Super Bowl. They were...
Right.
But, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, what else? Waddle. Anybody else in that class?
No, I'm looking at the class. Not a great class. That's bad. Big drop-off.
Mac Jones. I just saw his name.
Dude, Kadarius sucks. Tony.
Oh, Kadarius Tony just got released,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Rashad Bateman, they have him as a fourth-ranked receiver in that class. He had, like, 37 receptions last year. So, I don't anticipate anyone.
He's a beat for Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, didn't he? Like, yeah, I remember him doing some stuff. He only had 37 catches last year.
They say, yeah.
Wow.
I think Odell had comparable numbers, but.
Who?
To Rashad Bateman last year.
Rashad Bateman.
Number 7 Baltimore.
32, oh, yeah. He 32 receptions last year, only one touchdown. And
how many games did he play, though?
That's a good call. Let's see.
I feel like he gets hurt a lot.
He does get hurt a lot.
Although he did. I mean, he left Xavier Howard in the dust.
That wasn't last year, right?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay, so look at two. What's the numbers 2 years ago?
Not that good, to be honest.
Zay Flowers was their star last year.
Yeah, 2022, right. He only had 15 catches, 2 touchdowns.
Jeez, why does it seem like...
They were all on Xavier
Howard. It's like Mike... It's like when you go back and you're like, Mike Redmond, he hit 400 against Tom Glavine, right? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but he was a career 200 backup catcher. But if he played against Tom Glavine, he would have been Johnny Bench.
Yeah, we call that, who's the guy from Charlotte that I'm still scared of? He got traded this offseason. Batum. Oh, God, the Batum game.
I just kept yelling at the Olympics. I'm like, really, Batum?
Yeah, right?
What was that game? What was the play-in game?
Yeah, Odell last year, more catches than Bateman, more touchdowns, more yards.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, that's weird because like when you think of Rashad Bateman, you're thinking, oh, he was balling. And then you look at his numbers like, not so much.
Take a break. Back up to this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you about a couple things here, right? The Great Country Show Stars and Strings is coming to Hard Rock Live November 14th. If you guys want to win tickets, see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more, text the word CONCERT to 20357. That's CONCERT to 20357, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Leroy, you get a weather update from the Demesian and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
I don't have to go far. Thundering, lightning, wind's not too bad, and it's raining. And I would expect a lot of this today because I don't see any heavy winds to blow it out of here. Just one of those miserable August days. Temperature, I would guess it's probably 85 to 90 degrees because it's been raining so much that it hasn't had a chance to warm up. And I can't tell which way the wind's blowing because I can't see the clouds moving, but it does look like it's going from right to left. So I'm going to guess east, southeast.
How do you do, Marcos?
Winds east, southeast at 12 miles per hour.
Wow.
87 degrees. Variable clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Scattered? Yeah. Scattered means, hey, weather.
Yeah.
Scattered means that every now and again you stop raining.
The Dolphins just said, by the way, they signed Tim Boyle as their practice squad quarterback.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. The guy who threw the Fail Mary.
Yeah. Just for good vibes.
What?
Really, yeah, we just want to remember. That's why we brought him. Can you tell us what you were thinking of that last play again?
What did you see on the pass where you threw a touchdown pass to Javon Holland all the way for 100 yards?
Perfect.
What did you see? Tell us.
Just gather around the campfire. Have them tell stories about how bad the Jets are.
Oof.
Has to be vibes, the reason why we picked them up.
I don't know, man. I was just looking at schedules and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a lot of teams that here's what's funny. Some teams, we look at their schedule and we analyze their schedule and determine what their record is. Other teams, we don't care because they had success last year and we just think they're going to do it again. And one of those teams, I'm going to say that, is Houston. Because they were so bad, they had one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. And now, they got one of the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it'll be interesting to me to see how that plays, you know, in their season. Because now you can't just go and say, oh, we can just chalk this up to this. Because all the teams they play are really good.
Well, you wouldn't catch it by surprise, though, if you play that's a win, that's a loss.
Very true.
What?
The benefit.
It wouldn't catch you by surprise if you did that's a win, that's a loss.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't do that because you don't know, like, the season, as the season goes, as Stephen A. would say, the season is fluid. It's fluid. So, you know, when you play that's a win, that's a loss in July, that ain't what that team is today, nor will it be what that team is in 2 months.
Doesn't matter. It gives you the outland of the schedule. I know the Dolphins' schedule, so I know like what the peaks and valleys are that they got to take advantage. That's the whole point of that's a win, that's a loss.
And no, you don't, because everybody says, I don't care what the schedule is, November and December.
But you really get the
nitty-gritty.
Yeah, oh, really, no, that's completely wrong. Completely wrong. Completely wrong.
Why not? Mm.
Because
is there going to be a team that they play where they go, oh, well, that's a good team, I could see them not winning that game?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's December, November and December. They want to see this team. Now, I'm a firm believer in this. If there's certain teams you can't beat, like, so you say, oh, the Doubles haven't beat a team with a winning record and they haven't beat these teams and they haven't beat a playoff team. Well, because they're not good enough yet. Right? You keep saying the same old thing, like it's just supposed to change. No, they got to be better. Do I think they're better? Yes. But we won't really know because the true test is November and December. And if they start off the season 8-0, you know what everybody's going to say? Do it in November and December.
Which they deserve.
So, right. No, that's I'm not even disputing that. But I'm saying that it's hard to play, and I just give you firsthand experience, right? When we went 15-1, we lost to Atlanta. It was terrible. It was horrible, right? Still the same team. We kept all of our players. And the whole thing was, we just going to do it again next year. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to work hard. We're going to do that. Blah, 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 blah. Got to the same spot. We didn't get, we didn't the number one seed. We had to play. We won our first playoff game. I'm not sure whether we won or didn't, but then we had to play the Rams. And we were up 27 to something at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost 42-27. And that was the greatest show on turf.
Right. But here's the thing.
So, and what I'm saying to you is that there's a lot of assumptions you can't make in sports.
That was a playoff game, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can't count that and that's a win, that's a loss. I don't know what the playoff matchups are yet. So you can't do playoff, that's a win, that's a loss before the season. So box.
Well, you are demanding that the Dolphins win a playoff game.
I am demanding.
Technically, you are.
No.
So technically, you are.
Well, I'm demanding it, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Oh. Well, yeah. He's okay, but that's my point.
No, it's not your point.
Things happen.
Yeah, but you just made this whole story about why that's a win, that's a loss is stupid for a game that wasn't part of your schedule.
I'm just saying that
you've been
I'm not boxing. I told that story for the sole purpose of what you think a team is and what a team will be is not exactly based. You can't base that off of something you think.
Of course,
you
couldn't base it in because you didn't know that game was coming up against the greatest show on turf,
Amazon Prime.
That's my point. Nobody knew the Rams were going to be that. I can say the same thing about you playing that to win, that's a loss. You don't know what team's going to be good or not.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In December?
Why would I play that's a win, that's a loss for the Dolphins playoff matchups that we don't even know for the year?
Not even with the playoffs. You don't know what teams are going to be really good or not yet. You don't. And you playing that's a win, that's a loss, you're making a lot of assumptions.
That's the fun of it.
But it's still... Okay.
I mean, like, we're all making assumptions. We bet on games every week, do we not?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Oh, extra futures, baby.
Okay.
A little sweetener. Exactly. Mike McDaniel says in his ongoing press conference, this is from Joe Shad's Twitter, I have more confidence in the offensive line than I've had since I've been here.
No, you got more confidence in Tua getting rid of that ball quicker.
I feel like he's trolling me at this point.
Just you?
Just all of us.
Just you?
Just all
listen.
I think that's a fair statement.
Wait, can I say where did the offense rank in sacks last year?
Good call.
Because, like, regardless of how bad you think the offensive line is, the numbers are the numbers. For whatever reason.
The Miami Dolphins ranked fourth in the NFL
in least
fewest amount of sacks.
For fewest sacks allowed.
Okay.
Right. With 31. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins also allowed the fewest quarterback hits in the league with 59.
Because okay, their quarterback gets rid of the ball like a machine.
But it doesn't matter why.
Okay, but
so here. So you're saying
had a good running game too.
But here's the other thing, and I say that to say this. You know who was almost worse? The Jets.
Okay, but the Jets. Here's the thing, though. The Dolphins really are adding. They're going with a completely new interior offensive line.
So are the Jets.
Yeah, but the Jets were bad. The Dolphins. Like, if you had a good offensive line and you lost 3/5 of it,
yeah,
you know,
you'd have questions. I'm not saying
questions.
You shouldn't have questions. Right. I'm not saying you shouldn't have questions, but I mean. We've been talking about offensive line for 2 or 3 years, and they weren't bad last year.
No, but it did get worse as the season went on.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good.
Can I ask you a question?
And as
did a lot of that have to do with the fact that Tua had to hold on to the ball longer because guys weren't open because they were banged up too?
I don't know. I don't know what it had to do, but I know that it wasn't as good A lot of it had to do with when their center went down. It was a domino effect. It wasn't a good more Eichenberg. And as as soon as that happened, line wasn't as good.
You should just have an Eichenberg flag. You know, like the guys have the Trump flag. Just an Eichenberg flag.
What?
Just Eichenberg.
Don't most people anyway, with the, don't, like, most, don't most people
caught another red light. Eichenberg.
Isn't most people who have the Trump flag, that would connote that they support Trump. I don't support Liam Eichenberg. I tolerate Liam Eichenberg.
Wow. You think he's... I don't think he's that bad. I don't. Now, the fact that Mike is saying that, it could be that old Tua thing, too. Telling Tua he's the best.
He said the same thing last year. He says it every year.
What is he supposed to say?
Bring me up the next time Mike McDaniel says anything critical about anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean...
By the way, I took four words from his tweet from Joe Shad. How long do you think that answer was, Marcos? 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's got to be...
Well, offensive line is... You know, the thing that's cool about offensive line is, you know, you come here and you think, we got to protect the quarterback. But also, the quarterback has to protect them with how he gets rid of the football. And I got to say, as... a cohesive unit with them both.
Can you stop? Cool, even as fake Mike McDaniel is annoying me.
I think really the most confidence I've ever had in this offensive line. And the cool thing is we're really seeing that harmoniously come together. And what would Socrates say to that?
What would Socrates say to that? The only thing that he knows is that he knows nothing.
Exactly. Mixed bag is next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoying a fine whiskey.
Not Wednesday yesterday, like I thought.
No, it is the 25th of September. So check that on out. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar.
It was the 3rd of September. I remember
Dolphins, Canes, and Heat, Panthers conversations with the WQM staff. It's free. All you got to do to attend is RSVP at WQM.com. Hope so we see some of you out there, even you, Schmeathan. You guys will get an invite and a complimentary cigar. You got to be over 21. Drink responsibly and talk sports with the QAM staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Judah and Cohen. Let's mix it on up, dude. Yes. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Anybody just bothered by Kyle Brandt's face?
Huh. I can be. You can convince me to be.
I don't like
it. I can totally be convinced.
What do you got today for us, Frog Boy?
So many places to start. So many places to start. But like every showman, let's save my best for last.
All right.
Start with a little softball here. And speaking of soft... Kevin Garnett, not soft, had something to say. You don't think? Wait, hold on. What are you saying? You think he's soft?
Still in his feelings, all the time. Very sensitive.
Very emotional. Very emotional for sure, but it's also aggressive.
But I've heard he's a very good trash talker. Very good
trash talker. One of the best. One of the best. That is until he met Steven Adams, and Steven Adams said, "No English, buddy." And he's like, "Well, I don't know what to do with this."
I think Chris Bosh said that he got in his head one time by calling him a mama's boy. And he goes, good. Because it really bothered me. I was up all night because he called me a mom's boy.
That's good. He's good. He continues that trash-talking culture as he respectfully says he doesn't think anybody in today's game could have played even 20 years ago in the NBA.
Anybody in this generation could have played like 20 years ago. If I'm being 100, and this is to Ant, this is to everybody in our league, Tatum, all y'all, let me tell y'all something, bro. 20 years ago, bro, you couldn't get to a triple step back. You hear what I'm saying to you? You couldn't get to a triple step back. And then if you shot that, it had to go in. You know why? Because we had efficiency back in the day, my dude, and it was so Paul, it was too physical.
Except LeBron was playing 20 years ago. So
boxing.
So that's not everybody. I got one.
Yeah. It's pretty good to me.
It's a good argument, but also right. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, it's like, right. Oh, they wouldn't have figured it out. Like, but oh, they wouldn't have?
That's why I never talk about different generations of football for this reason. You think these guys wouldn't have been able to adapt?
Right.
I mean, keep in mind, we went through a period of time in the 80s and late 70s where all the wide receivers were tiny, like Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went through a period of time where all the receivers were giants. And now we're back to that.
You really think Jokic isn't figuring it out?
Like,
just saying.
I mean, it's look.
Now Embiid.
I get what he's trying to say. He's looking at the style of game that's played now and putting the people in that game, not giving them credit for being able to play basketball and whatever basketball is needed to play at that time.
Embiid wouldn't have worked 20 years ago. Too much falling.
Well, because here's the deal. Could you imagine Embiid dealing with Shaq?
Oof.
You see what I'm saying? So, and keep in mind, today's game is not a big man's game. Remember, basketball used to be a big man's game where everybody had somebody like Embiid that was physical and in the paint.
One block from Alonzo Mourning and Joel Embiid's done. Windshield wipers.
So I understand that. Look, a hard foul usually resulted in a fight, not just a dust up where everybody get face to face. So, yeah, but I don't put it past anybody today. And I do the same thing with football. I don't put it past anybody today not to be able to play this style of game. I give you a perfect example the other way. What's his name? Vontaze Burfict?
Yep.
Could have played 20 years ago. He couldn't play today.
Too slow?
No.
Too physical?
Right.
Yeah.
He kept getting suspended for hitting people.
That's fair.
So, like, it works both ways. Like, how many guys back then that could only play around the rim
mm-hmm.
and couldn't shoot would be able to play in today's game?
Yeah, it's a good question.
You know, so it works both ways. You got to be careful when you start saying stuff like that. I don't ever say stuff like that. And I used to get into it with Jim Brown a lot. He's like, the game that I played was much more physical. You guys don't even know. We had clothesline and stuff like that. I said, but Jim, you was the biggest dude on the field.
Hey, listen.
You were getting tackled by Nick Bonacani, who weighed 210.
Leroy's a better man than me to argue with Jim Brown.
But, like, when you spend time with him, like, you go back and forth.
I got to tell you, dude, it's crazy because we were watching your highlights the other day, and I'm like, this looks like it looks like another planet because somebody went over the middle and they got lit up. I'm like, he didn't. Well, that's not allowed anymore.
No, dude. Hey.
That's not allowed.
Hey, you know all them pretty one-handed catches across the middle? me and Eric Metcalf and Kevin Mack, we would sit with a little pen and write their number on our wristband, right? And we show each other. We go, yep, we concur. Is it? We wait for them to get into any type of game action and see how short that arm get when you could get your ass knocked out, right? It's one thing to be able to catch the ball in the middle. It's another thing to be able to catch the ball in the middle when you can get
there's
hit.
There's definitely, and even in basketball, like I think part of the reason LeBron is able to do it, I don't think a lot of people can physically corral him. They're not used to being, like, you just saw him during the Olympics. Look at all these people just bouncing off of him because he can, I think, play to a style and use that physicality. There's not many guys who play, like Jimmy plays like that. And we see the wear down it has on Jimmy. Like, you know, it's hard. Not a lot of guys are doing that. But still, it's just like it's so old man yelling at the clouds.
It's an old argument in any sport. Because you have to understand that You are playing the sport in the way that's required of you to play it today. And I'm not just going to dismiss the fact that if they had played 20 years ago, they wouldn't be able to do that then, because they're still amongst the elite to play the sport.
What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag today?
All right, gentlemen, we're going to get to it.
Hmm?
New Netflix documentary, Sign Stealer.
Oh.
Yeah, we all know who it's about. Michigan and their
dirty. I heard the documentary wasn't very good.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good. I also, I don't know. I mean, I also heard that it was more of comic relief than anything. And that's
was it?
Based off of what I've heard, I mean, Michigan's exonerated. They didn't do anything. This guy doesn't.
I'm fascinated by these streaming platforms and how they go into war on these things, because like just a week ago, Netflix put up this like 3-part Lacey Peterson documentary.
Yeah.
Then I go into Peacock the other day. I'm like, we have the 1-on-1 interview with Scott Peterson from jail. I was like, what? How much of this is going on? We're like, we have the counter documentary to your documentary.
Yeah, that's a new thing. Got to get the other side of the other side.
But the other documentary asked. I don't know if they paid him anything, but you know, not that I don't know what his money's going for.
Well, he can't benefit on that anyway.
I don't think he can.
You can't benefit off of a crime.
OJ couldn't. I don't know about everybody else. I don't know if he got sued.
I don't think you can benefit off of a crime, dude.
I think you can, as long as you're not sued. Remember OJ, like the, you know, that his the in-laws. I mean, like they who is the Goldmans? Yeah, they. I mean, yeah, he couldn't do anything without they were coming after him for something.
Yeah,
remember he tried to because remember OJ tried to release the book. If I did it,
yeah. What was a bitch? By the way, what are we doing here, OJ?
Anyway, what do you got here?
But speaking of fraudulence. Dave Portnoy was in this sign-stealing documentary and claims that he was a victim of magical editing.
Who? He was?
Dave Portnoy.
All right.
This is a clip in reference that is currently going viral. You let me know what you think.
Okay.
Did you attend the Central Michigan-Michigan State game on September 1st of 23?
I don't recall attending a specific game, or no.
You don't recall attending the Central Michigan-Michigan State game on September 1st of 23?
He answered the question. He said he didn't recall a specific game.
Also, I needed to be done at 12. So in closing, let me just say this. We believe that Connor's personal private date.
We'd love to get your response on this.
All right, so he's holding up a picture of him in disguise.
Well, I know he answered that because he told me. Yeah, that was Connor on the sidelines.
All right.
You know what's crazy? Can I just say this? Show the first picture you
why
show.
Why is it? What's this? So what's I'm just trying to get something real quick. What's the virality of this? Like, why?
So the clip going viral.
Dave Portnoy is saying that he got taken out of context.
So the clip going viral, as you can see there, he denies having any knowledge of ever being at a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately followed up by Dave Portnoy saying, yeah, he told me he was there. That was definitely him. Now, when confronted on it, Dave Portnoy says, magic of editing. I never said that. He exactly says, except I never said that. That was his response.
So can you go back to the very first picture you showed? And I'm going to tell you why I'm just so lost in this.
Sure.
The very first picture.
The one of him holding it up.
In the beginning.
By the way, I just want to say,
on the
Marcos,
yeah.
If you get
us. Okay, right there. Stop.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Can I? Yeah.
Hey, if you get us ripped off YouTube today, I'm going to break your legs.
No, that's fair. This is a clip.
Can I just say this?
Twitter.
I thought the black guy was the guy.
That's
the whole
definitely
time.
Definitely not him.
Yes.
You did?
No, yes, the whole time.
You didn't know Connor Stallions was intangibles?
This is the picture.
I thought that was the guy. I didn't realize that it was this guy because they kept showing every time they show video on TV, they showed the black guy.
I'm gonna break your legs today.
This is totally no. This is fine. Netflix is chill,
dude. You so just chill. Played. Never mind.
They're so chill, dude. By the way, this picture is also going viral because he says this guy doesn't even look like me. Kind of looks like him, dude.
Well, because he shaved all of his hair off.
Yeah, so I think it's fair. We should just return that title. Michigan gets erased from the record books.
Erase them!
Erase them from the record books.
Take their rings!
Hey, hey.
Also, is Connor Stallions available for this?
You can do all of that, but you still know who won. Just like with Reggie Bush.
Is Connor Stallions available?
You know who won that Heisman.
He ready for 3:30 Gainesville this Saturday?
Is he available by any chance? What's he need?
Is he our new time clock coach?
Yeah. Oh, that's why you gave him the wink. Wink. You'll see.
What else?
Don't get me started.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Deion Sanders and Paul Feinbaum.
Oh man.
This was the best.
At each other's throats now. Feinbaum critical of Deion Sanders and his treatment of a reporter recently. Deion Sanders fires back and says, Feinbaum, a dying breed.
When you hear guys like Paul Feinbaum calling your program irrelevant, mm-hmm. you know.
But he talking about us. Mm. How can we be irrelevant and you talking about me?
Yeah.
Like, Marcos, every time I turn around, somebody's sending me a quote that you talking about. Mm. So,
he's a fan.
Hydrate, champ. Gotta hydrate, champ.
The thing about a fan, you gotta understand, a fan only blows when you're hot.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go away.
Come on, man! I'm writing these down.
Tell him, champ.
So we must be hot.
I love that.
That's good.
I love that.
So I know what he's doing, and I'm proud of him that he's smart enough to understand that this generation and this thought process and the way we communicate on sports is different.
Yes.
And he's a dying breed. So what does he have to do to stay and keep up with this change? Oh, I got to go find that big bad wolf and talk about it.
Yeah.
So now I keep my relevancy.
Wow. Tell him.
And I'm saying, cool, but I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to add to you. I'm not going to respond because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just want me to respond. Mm-mm. I don't do that. I'm not going to help you.
Kind of responding.
Come up.
Currently responding.
Can I just say this?
Woo!
I want Deion to work out so bad.
Yeah.
I need to hear more of him.
He's great. And listen, he's great at the media game. But also, you did end up with 6 straight losses. Like, a fan, when you blow it, you're hot. You were pretty cool at the end of the season last year.
It only blows
pretty
when you're
cool
hot,
at the end of that season.
But sometimes you got to recharge the fan because it's one of those recharges.
Sometimes the fan needs to get, clean the lint out, and then it's back.
When you replace that fan, though, we're coming.
I do agree, though. Paul Feinbaum is the last of a dime. I don't think there's going to be another Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, that's probably.
Who's still doing calls like Paul Feinbaum is?
Yeah, no one.
I'm jealous of him. Paul! Hey! Enough of prime time, Paul. We got to talk about Arkansas, all right?
Oh, yeah.
The Razorbacks are going to rise this year, Paul.
Oh, yeah. I'm there for that. It's my team I use in college football.
Arkansas?
Yeah, you know why? I think their quarterback may win the Heisman.
We'll take a break. Speaking of college football, there was a great college football rant that we got to get to you guys. And plus, Mike McDaniel speaking to the media. We got more Dolphin stuff to dive into. Back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.